Now, isolation, boys, has happened at the worst possible time for me. This was going to be one of the biggest, busiest weeks of my year.
Yeah.
Because my book, Minty May Gray and the Strangely Good Day, it's finally released. Like yesterday, it hit shelves.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Lou.
It's huge.
You're welcome.
It is great.
It's a great book.
Although I appreciate that. That's really lovely, and I love that you're reading it, and Toby's loving it, and Charlie's
loving it. It took me 3 days to read it. It was good.
But you two went through a lot of the hard yards with me. I mean, we did dedicated about 9 hours of the show to signing them all in the studio.
Please do not credit Nick in that. Do not say the three of you.
I handed you one box full on the day Feb wasn't in.
Anyway, it's out, and I haven't been able to do much of the publicity because I'm in ISO. I will say you can get it at Booktopia or Big W for signed copies. Get them in early too, because with Christmas, delays will happen, so you've got to order now.
Or hit Insta and swipe up.
Yes, link. Yep, that. Although I've got the link right now. There's all this stuff that I'm not technically good at.
Mm. MySpace? You're still updating your MySpace?
No,
you
I never had it, fortunately. But the problem is I had all this publicity scheduled in,
and
I attempted to do it yesterday. But as you've seen, it's hard enough to do a radio show with a two-year-old. And she's a clingy two-year-old because I'm the only adult in the house, so she needs me all the time. And I did an hour-long interview with a journo yesterday, and I had to hold her on my hip the whole time. Like, just would not let me put her down. And today, I've pulled the muscle in my neck right through to my shoulder and my bicep. It's like I'm in urgent need of a massage.
Did that vibrator gun thing?
I don't even have it.
Oh, no. Who took it?
I don't know. Where is that?
Oh, no.
I don't have it.
That would solve all your problems.
I know. Well, that's hard enough and bad enough.
Oh, no.
Leon's got it.
Leon's got it. Of course he does. The super spreader.
It's just held it up.
Oh, there it is. That's torture.
But anyway, I've had to cancel it all. It's just been too hard. And then I got another injury because I spent pretty much half of yesterday on the trampoline. It's just hard at the moment because I've got to do anything Daisy wants. And she's
trampolines aren't for adults, just quietly.
Well, I know, but she stands there in front of me all day going, pampa-peen, pampa-peen, pampa-peen. And I've got to get on her with
it. You've got to teach her how to talk properly.
Anyway.
I assume she's bitten her tongue. Is that her ISO injury? Add that in. Is she allergic to peanut butter? What's happened?
We were jumping on the Peppa Bean and we knocked heads and I actually passed out. Like, I was out.
What?
I remember opening my eyes and going,
so you're concussed. Is that why you got horns on your head?
Yeah, well, they're bingo ears.
Finally, we've all got something in common though, because I reckon Fev and I also passed out.